Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I am Tom, and I'm thinking about starting a career as an astronaut. You get
to
float up in space, you get to see the stars up close, and you get to run into aliens every day, and they can teach you all about advanced science and stuff like that. But, of course, it's probably too late for me. If you want to be an astronaut, you probably have to make that decision when you're less than 1 year old, because it takes a lot of work and a lot of patience to become an astronaut. But we're asking the question today, what being an astronaut does to the body.
Oh.
Well, that's not actually a question. It's actually a statement. We're talking about what happens to your body if you are an astronaut.
Yeah, you're up there in outer space, and there's no gravity like we have here on Earth. So your body reacts to that space a little differently. We're going to talk about what it does to the body. Just in case some of our listeners out there are thinking about a career as an astronaut, get ready. We're going to talk about it.
Okay, so let's do it. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson now one time.
Astronaut Scott Kelly's tour of duty on the International Space Station, ISS, was notable for two reasons. First, it lasted for 340 days, which made it the longest ISS mission in history. Second, Scott has a twin brother, Mark, who is a retired astronaut. The fact that the Kellys are identical twins and therefore have the same DNA means the physical changes scientists found between them can be analyzed on a genetic level. Thus, the mission gave scientists the perfect opportunity to examine the effects of extended space travel. One thing that was immediately apparent was the difference in appearance between the Kelly brothers. Scott's muscle structure had altered due to the zero gravity conditions on the ISS. Our muscles are used to working against our own body weight, but this is not the case in zero gravity. In this condition, our muscles and bones get smaller. When astronauts return from missions, they can't walk by themselves at first and need to recover their strength. What's more, parts of our immune systems switch off in space, which makes us more vulnerable to illnesses. Checking the Kelly twins' DNA will allow researchers to discover exactly which genes are affected. These physical transformations reveal the risks of living in space. However challenging space travel is, many people find the sacrifices worth making. Marcia Ivins, a former astronaut, talks of the breathtaking moments in space, such as looking down on the Earth or watching the sunrise, which happens 16 times a day in orbit. There's also the rewarding feeling that they are making contributions to the future of mankind. The knowledge that scientists gain from the Kelly twins may end up being incredibly important as humans start planning longer space voyages and perhaps even a manned mission to Mars.
Okay, today we're talking about what being an astronaut does to the body. Now, notice here the title begins with the word what, but that does not mean that this is a question, okay? What being an astronaut does to the body. We're talking about what sort of things will happen to the body if you are an astronaut. Or in other words, if you are an astronaut, what will happen to you? And this is the answer to this question. An astronaut, of course, is a person who goes up into space. And then they've got this term for astronauts from China called taikonauts, because taikong, taikonaut, I think that term is still around. But basically, astronaut is the general term here.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you spend some time up in space, what does it do to your body?
Well, if you're into big muscles, you want to listen up here, because it does affect those big muscles that some of you are lifting weights to get. So let's take astronaut Scott Kelly's tour of duty as an example. Sometimes if you go, not sometimes, always, if you are in the military, they'll talk about you going on a tour of duty where you're sent to a particular area of the world to protect or defend your country. We're kind of using that same idea here to talk about astronauts who typically are on Earth, right? Doing their work, doing research, but then they're asked to go up into space. And that's quite a big change for them. They're being sent abroad, you could say, into outer space. Well, that's a tour of duty. So they take turns going up and spending time on the International Space Station, which is also known as the ISS, for different reasons. Usually they're doing some research up there. Well, his tour of duty, the time he spent up there, was notable for two reasons. If something's notable, it means there's something worth noting, something worth paying attention to. And we're going to talk about what those two reasons are.
Okay, the two reasons. Well, first, the first reason, it lasted for 340 days. That's a long time. Mm. It's not quite as long as a year, but almost. And that made it the longest ISS mission in history. No other astronaut had spent that much time in the ISS. He set the record there for number of days spent in the International Space Station. So that's one reason why it was notable, why it was significant, why it was worthy of mention. And second, Scott has a twin brother, Mark, who is a retired astronaut. Okay, so I guess we've got some twin brothers here. They are identical twins. They're from the same egg, basically, as you say in Chinese. Fraternal twins are twins born at the same time, but from different eggs in the mother's womb. But identical means they came from the original egg that split later into two. Like, one is actually a clone of the other. And this particular person, Mark Kelly, is a retired astronaut. He no longer works. He stopped working. He has left his job, and he is retired. Lots of people retire when they're, say, in their 60s or 70s.
Well, the fact that the Kellys are identical twins, which does mean they share the same DNA, it means the physical changes scientists found between them. Remember, Scott went up there, Mark didn't. So then they can study both of their DNAs there to see what is different between them. They can analyze these differences on a genetic level. When you talk about your genes, you're talking about your DNA. And genetic is the adjective form of the word gene. So if you analyze something, you study it very closely to see if you can learn anything from that. It's kind of cool that they had twin brothers who were both astronauts.
Mm-hmm. So they have the same DNA, and this is all related to genes and chromosomes and, of course, DNA. And that means that the physical changes scientists found between them can be analyzed on a genetic level. So, yes, indeed, because they have the same DNA and the same genes, basically, because they're basically clones of each other, they can say, hey, let's check on Mark here while he's on the ground, and then we'll check on Scott when he's in space, or at least after he's in space, and they can use this as a way to study the effects of extended space travel, as it says in the next sentence. Thus, or therefore, the mission, or his tour of duty, gave scientists the perfect opportunity to examine the effects of extended space travel, what it does to your body if you're in space for so long, and they can sort of compare the two.
Well, in the next paragraph, it starts out by saying one thing that was immediately apparent, or something that was really clear, if it's apparent, it's visible, obvious is another word, was the difference in appearance between the Kelly brothers, or talking about their physical appearance. Scott's muscle structure, that was the brother who went up to space, had altered due to the zero gravity conditions on the ISS. Your muscle structure is just how your muscle is built inside, what the muscle and the cells inside the muscle were doing. They had altered or changed. We often use that verb to alter to talk about changing our clothes a little bit. Maybe your pants are too long, so you take them to a tailor and they get altered, or your pants need to be altered so they fit you better. His structure of the muscle had changed due to or because of the zero gravity conditions that we all know exist in space. So we're used to dealing with gravity here on the Earth, but not in space.
That's right. So the structure, the composition of his muscles had changed slightly. They had altered because of zero gravity. There is no gravity on the International Space Station. Now, our muscles are used to working against our own body weight, but this is not the case in zero gravity. So if you're used to something, you are accustomed to that thing, you expect it every day, and you don't have to relearn it every day. Mm-hmm. You're just used to it. For some people who, say, move to Taipei for the first time, whether they're from another country or maybe from the country in Taiwan, and they move to Taipei, it takes some time to get used to the place, and then you get used to it, and it's not such a struggle to live here anymore. So we're used to being in gravity, working against our own body weight. When we walk, we're fighting against gravity and stuff like that. But this is not the case if you're in space in zero gravity.
No, it's completely different. So in this condition, with zero gravity, our muscles and bones get smaller. I did read a couple of months ago that just walking or doing weight-bearing exercise, which means you're actually either running, not swimming, that's not weight-bearing, but where you're working against gravity, it helps your bones. Mm. Because as you get older, your bones become smaller, weaker. Ooh, you don't want that. So because they didn't have any gravity, their bones were affected too. And they got smaller. So when astronauts return from missions, they can't walk by themselves at first. It's like perhaps they've been in a hospital bed for a while. Sometimes when patients, not sometimes, always, when patients are in the hospital for, say, 3 or 4 weeks, their muscles get weak. And they can't walk very well either. So you need gravity and that constant movement to keep your muscles and bones in good shape. So when astronauts first return, they need to recover their strength before they can really walk by themselves well. If you recover something, you regain something that you've lost. Maybe you've been sick for a while, you lost your good health. And if you recover from an illness, it means you have your good health back again.
And you often might wish someone a speedy recovery after they get sick or have some kind of accident. Okay, so yes, indeed, it takes some time to get your strength back, to recover your strength. And we're going to continue our lesson in just a couple of seconds. Let's take a break now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要看的呢是担任太空人，他其实也是有职业病的。首先来看到第一个空格 ，The fact that the Kellys are identical twins and therefore have the same DNA. Blank one. The physical changes scientists found between them can be analyzed on a genetic level. 这个句子很长。要考考同学们对于句型概念的了解。首先 ,the fact 后面的 that 要开始刮号，刮到 DNA。这里是一个名词的子句，用来说明 the fact 这个事实的内容。事实的内容呢，就是这对双胞胎呢，由于他们是 identical twins,同卵双胞胎，因此拥有一样的 DNA， 而这样的事实，那么主词搭配的第三人称单数现在是，当然是动词要加上 s， 所以第一题的标准答案就选择 C means。 这个事实代表着就是呢，如果科学家可以观察他们之间的生理变化，也许就能够从基因的层面来做一些相关数据的分析。第二个空格的句子写着 Thus, the mission gave scientists the perfect opportunity to, blank to, the effects of extended space travel. 因此呢，这一次的任务就给予科学家一个很棒的机会来怎么样，然后看一看长期太空旅行所可能带来的 effects, 也就是影响咯。第二题的 A 选项preserve 保留 ,B, examine 检视 ,C, release 释放 ,D, fulfill 履行或完成任务。这一次的任务给予科学家有机会来检视长期的太空旅行所可能带来的影响，所以搭配句意第二题的标准答案我们就选择 B 选项的 examine。 接着下一个句子里面写着 One thing that was immediately apparent was the difference in blank three between the Kelly brothers. 而第一个呢，很明显可以看得出来的差异，就是这一对同卵双胞胎兄弟，他们在怎么样子上面的差异呢？第三题 A. Resistance 抗拒 B. Prosperity 繁荣 C. Attraction 吸引 D. Appearance 外表由于后面的文章叙述到他们的呢肌肉开始有了一些改变而这些指的都是外观上面的改变所以搭配后面的文意第三题的标准答案就要选择 D. Appearance
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Let us resume our lesson for today. Again, we're talking about what being an astronaut does to your body. We're comparing the conditions of these two twins here, Scott Kelly and his twin brother, Mark. Mark stayed on the ground. Scott went up in space for almost a year, and then he came back to Earth, and then they compared their genes, they compared their bodies and stuff like that. Of course, being in zero gravity will alter your muscle structure. Okay, so again, his muscle structure had altered. That would be Scott again after he came back. And our muscles are used to weight-bearing exercises.
Uh-huh.
We're used to working against our own body weight. And again, when astronauts return, they need to recover or get their strength back. So I guess they need some kind of rehabilitation or something like that, do some exercises, and learn to walk again. What's more, no, that's not a question. What's more just means in addition. Also,
mm-hmm.
What's more, parts of our immune systems switch off in space, which makes us more vulnerable to illnesses. Now, that does not sound good, but I guess they need to be very sterile there. Up in space. They can't let any diseases up there. If they get sick, there's no doctor up there, and they are doomed. So the part of your body that protects against infectious diseases, that is your immune system, or I guess different parts of it could be called your immune systems. I guess parts of them, certain areas of the immune system, well, they're not being used because there aren't those germs up there, so they just kind of switch off. They don't want to waste the energy to switch off. You could also say to turn off. They just no longer work for that time.
That's right, which then makes you very vulnerable to illnesses. If you're vulnerable, kind of means you're weak or it's easy to attack you. We often talk about children and seniors being vulnerable. We need to protect them. Well, checking the Kelly twins' DNA will then allow researchers, these scientists, to discover exactly which genes are affected. Our DNA is composed of genes. Our genes are the things we get from our parents that are transferred from our parents to us, and it gives us some of the characteristics that we have, whether you have black hair or blue eyes, or if you're tall or short, we get those genes from our folks, our parents. Now, these physical transformations reveal the risks of living in space. So they're actually going to see what is transformed when an astronaut spends some time in space. Transformation is a process of changing completely. So what transforms? Oh, those toys called the Transformers. Transformation is the noun form of the verb to transform or to change completely.
That's right, and the noun is transformation, to undergo some kind of transformation, and these transformations will reveal the risks of living in space. To reveal means to show something that was previously hidden, to reveal the truth, for example. The truth is finally out in the open. Now, moving on to the next paragraph, it says, however challenging space travel is, many people find the sacrifices worth making. So here, however, no matter how challenging space travel is, even though space traveling is challenging, still, many people want to go. Those sacrifices are worth making. I don't care if I am going to be really weak, if I'm going to have my muscle structure altered, if my immune system is going to switch off and I'll be vulnerable to diseases. Those sacrifices are worth it because I could be one of the first people to step on the surface of Mars or something, and everybody will remember me. Sacrifice, of course, is something that you give up in order to achieve something else, usually.
Something better, hopefully. Or maybe you make a sacrifice as a parent. You give up some of your time so you can be there with your kids and support them. Marsha Ivins, let's talk about her. She's a former astronaut. Anytime you use this word former, it means some sort of position they used to have in the past, but they are no longer that right now. So she used to be an astronaut. She's no longer an astronaut. She talks of the, quotation marks, breathtaking moments. These are her exact words, breathtaking moments that they get to experience when they're in space. And then we talk about what those moments are, looking down on the Earth, or watching the sunrise that they can see 16 times a day when they're orbiting the Earth, which is kind of cool. Breathtaking means so wonderful that it takes your breath away.
Indeed. So these are some of the things that make it worth it, okay? You can have those breathtaking moments. You can look down on the Earth. Oh, there's Madagascar. Oh, check over there. There's Taiwan. Oh, take a look. There's a thunderstorm going on over there. I can see the lightning. Oh, there are the northern lights. These are all breathtaking moments. They can also watch that sunrise, as you said. They're orbiting the Earth at a high speed, so they can see the sunrise 16 times during a day, or at least during an orbit. Orbit, of course, is when you go around an object in space. Orbit can be both a noun and a verb. So if you're in orbit, that's referring to the time that you are circling the Earth. We could say the moon is in orbit around the Earth. The Earth orbits the sun. And I guess the sun orbits the center of the Milky Way galaxy. But again, this happens when you're in space. These are some of the sacrifices. Well, no, these aren't the sacrifices. These are the benefits.
Those are the benefits, yeah.
These are what you get after you sacrifice other things like your muscle structure.
Yeah. We often use sacrifice to talk about giving something up for something better. For example, maybe you sacrifice the opportunity to eat chocolate cake, but you're hoping it will help you be healthier in the future. So they do have to sacrifice, but wow, they get some cool moments in space. There's also that rewarding feeling that they are making contributions to the future of mankind. Every time astronauts go up into space, they're busy doing a lot of experiments. They're doing research up there, and they're discovering things that we would never know if they weren't willing to go up into space for us. So we have had a lot of really wonderful discoveries made because of the research they're doing. So they're making contributions to all of us, to all of mankind. If something's rewarding, it gives you satisfaction. It's very gratifying. So there's some great things about it, too.
Yes, some people may like teaching because they think it's rewarding. They feel like they're contributing to the future of society, although a lot of teachers say, no, it's not worth it. Kids don't listen anymore. The pay is really low. People don't respect teachers anymore. But that's just a couple of people's opinion. I'm sure a lot of people still find the profession of teaching very rewarding. And they feel rewarding because, or they feel rewarded, or the job is rewarding, because they're making contributions to the future of humankind. And the knowledge that scientists gain from the Kelly twins may end up being incredibly important as humans start planning longer space voyages and perhaps even a manned mission to Mars. So they're learning from the Kelly twins the differences between being in space for a long time and staying on Earth. And with the things they discover, they can make some plans and preparations, maybe make some kinds of medicine or figure out some ways for them to exercise while they're in space or something like that. Because it's going to take a long time to get to Mars. It might take a year or several months. And then, of course, they got to get back again.
No, I think it takes longer than that. I think it takes several years.
That long?
I've read, yeah.
I think the Viking ships took a year to get there, but if these are manned missions, yeah, it might take longer because it's heavier or something.
Talk about a sacrifice going to Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they could end up being incredibly important, some of these research discoveries they come up with. Hopefully so. Incredibly just means to a really great degree. Extremely, you could use that word, or unusually important. Because humans are going to start planning these longer space voyages. We often use that word voyage when we're talking about a trip through space or maybe just a very long journey by sea.
That's right. And we've got manned missions to Mars. Now we've got the rovers there and other crafts, but they aren't manned. There are not people in those space missions. This will be a manned mission to Mars, and the Chinese want to go there too, I guess. So everybody's racing to get to Mars first. We'll see who gets there in the future. But for right now, we're going to stop talking and listen to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看到第四个空格的句子写着 What's more, parts of our immune systems switch off in space, which makes us more blank for to illnesses. 你大概没有想到在这个太空当中呢我们的免疫系统会整个关掉而这样子的状态就造成我们对于疾病是怎么样的。第四题的 A 选项 Vulnerable易受伤害的 B. Flexible 有弹性的 C. Superior 优越的 D. Desperate 极度渴望的而因为免疫系统关掉所以就造成我们很容易遭受到疾病的伤害所以搭配文意第四题的标准答案就选择 A. Vulnerable第五个空格我们来看一下这个句子 Blank 5 Challenging space travel is Many people find the sacrifices worth making 在这里我们来看一下第五题 A. Whatever 无论什么 B. Wherever 无论何地 C. However 无论如何地怎么样 D. Whenever 无论何时要注意的是第五个空格后面有个形容词Challenging, 我们要搭配的就是 however. However challenging space travel is, 中文就是解释成为无论呢太空的旅行有多么的具有挑战性，很多人还是觉得这样的牺牲是值得一试的。所以搭配文法跟句意，第五题的标准答案就选择 C, however.第六个空格 There's also the rewarding feeling that they are making blank six to the future of mankind 当然还有一个很重要的这种感觉内容一样用 that 子句来说明这样的感觉就是呢他们对整个人类的未来做出了什么事情呢第六题 A 选项 expansions 扩展 B contributions贡献 C. Adjustments 调整 D. Requirements 要求他们觉得呢成就感就在于对整个人类的未来做出了贡献所以搭配句意第六题的标准答案就选择 B. Contributions 最后一个句子 The knowledge that scientists gain from the Kelly twins may blank seven be incredibly important 在这里谈到呢由这两个兄弟身上所得到的这些科学的知识有可能是怎么样子的无比重要在这里我们看一下 A 选项 look forward to 期待 B insist on坚持 C. Think highly of 看重 D. End up 以什么样的结局收场事实证明他们所做的牺牲跟奉献有可能对人类来讲是无比重要的所以搭配文意第七题我们的标准答案就选择 D. End up OK 以上就是今天的课文讲解谢谢收听
Well, thanks for joining us today, guys. It was our career unit. Maybe some of you out there are inspired to become future astronauts. If so, you're going to be learning a lot about space and helping people down here on Earth, too. Thanks for joining us for English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.